Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. I know, because I've been a subscriber to the magazine and have enjoyed a rich friendship with the founder, Steve Strang. Now, let me tell you something. I got some exciting news here. You can now not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Larry Tomczak, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at, listen to this, charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about people in the Middle East who are under quarantine. According to a new report from Sat7, many quarantined people are actually looking to Christian television for hope. Stay tuned to learn more about it.
Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today.
Anxious viewers in the Middle East and North Africa are tuning into Christian television for hope, says Sat7. People are desperate to see a living hope as this crisis escalates. Sat7 USA President Dr. Rex Rogers says, "Right now, with many countries introducing quarantine measures and lockdowns, and people staying home in isolation because of the COVID-19 virus, millions are searching the channels for hope that's alive and real." End quote. Sat7's Christian television reaches viewers in their own homes via live, real-life shows in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish languages. They also have a children's channel, which shows viewers what it means to be a follower of Jesus, especially in a crisis. In Iran, where hundreds of people have died from the coronavirus so far, viewers are worried, and many are self-isolating. While they're stuck at home, many of them turn to Christian programs. This is especially incredible because it's actually illegal for Christians in Iran to hold church services in Farsi, or even to share their faith with non-Christians. A similar trend of turning to Christian TV is also happening in Egypt. Rogers says this, "Never before have so many people across this region been so open to the gospel and receptive to our programs that introduce them to a visual, living faith. They're desperate to see real hope in Christians who are living out their faith and full of God's love." End quote. Learn more about how God is moving throughout this COVID-19 crisis at charismanews.com. And keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.